This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. A massive storm system threatening a large part of the Midwest and southern United States has generated substantial damage and injuries. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
In the Little Rock, Arkansas area, a tornado injured dozens while splattering homes, overturning vehicles, and tossing trees and debris onto roadways. A University of Arkansas Medical Center in Little Rock went into mass casualty level mode to treat injuries, some of them critical. Another tornado hit the town of Wynn in eastern Arkansas near the Tennessee border, where officials reported widespread damage. In Iowa, there were more confirmed twisters. There was damaging hail in Illinois, and wind-whipped grass fires blazed in Oklahoma. Power outages were reported in several states. The storm system, affecting 15 states, comes on the heels of death and destruction last week in Mississippi. I'm Norman Hall.
The head of the UN World Food Program is warning that without billions of dollars more to feed millions of hungry people, the world will see mass migration, destabilized countries, and starving children and adults in the next 12 to 18 months. In an interview with AP before stepping down from his post next week, David Beasley praised increased funding from the United States and Germany last year and urged China, Gulf nations, billionaires, and other countries to, quote, step up big time. Beasley told AP he's extremely worried about the world's largest humanitarian organization, worried they won't be able to raise the $23 billion needed this year to help meet an estimated 350 million people's worth of needs. They all need food. U.S. Ambassador Cindy McCain takes over the leadership of the World Food Program next week when Beasley steps down. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Israeli police say a man detained near the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in Jerusalem on Saturday grabbed an officer's gun and fired it, prompting the unit to shoot him to death. A police statement called the incident a terrorist attack. The incident came at a high point of Muslim attendance for the holy month of Ramadan. The police statement identified the slain man as a 26-year-old resident of Hora, a Bedouin town in South Israel. It said there were no police casualties. South Africans took to the streets of Pretoria and Cape Town on Friday to protest against a Ugandan law passed last week that makes it a criminal offense to be openly LGBTQ. They called on world leaders to step in. Reuters' Rachel Faber has more.
Uganda! Uganda! Uganda!
South Africans took to the streets of Cape Town and Pretoria on Friday to protest against a new law passed in Uganda last week that makes it a criminal offense to be openly gay. Uganda is among more than 30 African countries that already ban same-sex relations. But the new law would be the first to outlaw merely identifying as LGBTQ, according to the group Human Rights Watch. About 100 people gathered outside the United Nations Information Center in Pretoria, singing, dancing, and waving flags. The new law not only makes it a crime to be gay, but it includes extreme punishments like life in prison or even the death penalty in certain cases.
That's Reuters' Rachel Faber reporting. The city of Minneapolis has entered into an agreement with the state of Minnesota to revamp police policies in the wake of the death of George Floyd. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
It's a settlement agreement approved by the city council after the Minnesota Department of Human Rights demanded change and wrote a blistering report about the Minneapolis Police Department, finding it had engaged in a pattern of racial discrimination for at least a decade. Mayor Jacob Frey in 2021, when George Floyd's family won a settlement over his death at the knee of a white police officer.
We need to be unapologetic in our pursuit of a more equitable local government and a more just approach to community safety in our city.
The agreement includes rules on body-worn cameras, dealing with mental illness, and an independent inspector to monitor compliance. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Indonesia and Russia signed an extradition agreement on Friday to strengthen cooperation against transnational crimes. It's the first extradition agreement Indonesia has reached with a European country. The Minister of Law and Human Rights said the agreement will help Indonesia in the legal fight against transnational crimes, including cybercrime, money laundering, and corruption. Marissa Melton, VOA News.